whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
It's like that Tom Brady video.
Happy Monday.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the new Tom Brady video?
The football?
Yeah, it's fake.
I don't know. What do you mean it's fake?
It's not real. It's Fugazi. Nobody can throw a football back into a jugs machine, have it throw it back to them, and then just say, let's go. But he is a cool dude. Just like that golf thing that he did. Remember he's sinking all these putts from like 50 yards away? Tom Brady,
yeah.
Let's go. Fake. He's got maybe the best video company of all time. I need a video company like that. I can fake stuff.
So you're saying that he couldn't hit it right between the two wheels on the jugs gun, and then it wouldn't, in reverse, shoot the ball right back to him. You're saying that's fake?
Possible.
Okay.
All right. Because I'll tell you why.
If
Rick Warstell can't do it, nobody can, and there's no chance Rick Warstell could do it.
Well, let me ask you this then. If that's fake, is the Cleveland Indians' new name Cleveland Guardians fake because allegedly there's a roller derby team that has the name Cleveland Guardians? So did they steal it from this roller derby team?
See, I'm wondering if that's fake or not because that thing started popping up all over the internet. And I think it was like Saturday morning, and their colors are blue and green. And there's all, first of all, have you ever heard of a men's roller derbying team? There was always women's female roller derby. I've never seen a men's roller derby. Maybe I'm missing something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen.
Was there?
Yeah, I don't you remember they did a movie based on a men's roller derby team called James Caan was at Rollerball. Remember? It was kind of a roller derby thing.
Kind
of. And so, yeah, I've seen a men's roller derby team. Yeah.
It was kind of a roller derby thing because it was probably set in the future. I don't know. But the thing is, I remember we used to have them. It was like Saturday mornings. You would watch them on the old WUAB. And they would be,
right.
I forget the name of them, but red, white, and blue colors. It was all female roller derby. And I don't even remember the rules of it, but it was like an indoor roller derby rink. Like a roller rink, they would go around, they would slingshot the other girl in front of them. I don't even know how they played it for points. I don't know how they scored it.
Loved that stuff back in the day, man. They had great nicknames, too, like Thumper and Thunder and Lightning. One would be the Thunder that knocks people down, and then Lightning, they'd slingshot her around, and she'd get those points crossing the goal line or whatever line that is. So we're going to find out if this is a legit story or not because Dan Lust, a sports lawyer, we've had him on the show before, is going to join us at 5 o'clock today. You can follow him on Twitter at SportLawLust. And he's going to tell us if this is legit or if this is what'd you call it? Fake?
Fugazi. Yeah, it's fake.
Fugazi. Okay, all right.
I'm not
Tom
Italian.
Brady and this are fake.
I'm not Italian. Is that a bad word?
I think it might be. That's
fake.
Why I didn't want to say it, but
you said
it was okay to say it.
What
so,
do I know? I'm not Italian. You're supposed to be the Italian one. You're supposed to know these things. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I thought it was fake. I saw that online over the weekend. I saw the video of Tom Brady.
You're right. That's what it means.
Okay.
It's fake.
Okay.
Something is fake or damaged beyond repair.
So it's not a bad word, so I'm okay with the FCC. But again, I saw the video. I didn't think that was real. I saw this post on social media. I'm not so sure that's real. Only thing I do know is real is Friday night was a lot of fun at Centennial Plaza, man. And I got the host, and we also had the Indians game on the big screen and then opening ceremonies for the Olympics. To me, it's the world's largest outdoor television, man. That thing is gorgeous.
Had a crowd, nice weather, good stuff
Beautiful.
On the screen. You're playing music. Everything was great on Friday night for you, right?
It was a great time, man. People came from all over the place, a lot of family members. My cousin from Boston was there, Norm, and Joe Joseph was there, your buddy. The only person that was missing in action. Only person missing in action was the Dream.
Kevin Shaheen did not show up.
No
he
show.
Stiffed you. He
He's
didn't show
stiffed.
Up.
Exactly. He's a stiff.
Wow, that's not cool, man. Not cool. You know what else isn't cool? You want to know what else is
this
when
delay?
You're riding?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, this. Yeah. Or when you're riding in a parade and you're waving at everybody and they misspell your name on the sign on the car. Did you see the picture I sent you yesterday?
The community parade you drove in yesterday with the mayor. Did the mayor drive your car? I saw a picture with you and the mayor.
No, the mayor didn't drive my car. He was number 10. We were 41A.
Oh,
he was car 10. We were 41A, you and I, but you had to work, obviously, at the Dusty A, which is cool. So I rode solo yesterday, and I'm sitting up there, and I get in the car, and my guy Fred did a great job. Love my guy Fred from the Buckeye Corvette Club. Known him for years now. Listens to the show on a regular basis. So, Fred, thanks for listening, and thanks for the cool drive in your 2012 red Corvette. And I get in there, and I look. I'm like, Kenny or Ken R-H-O-D-A. They must have heard us talking about Rhoda Morgenstern back in the day or something like that. And they spelled it like Rhoda from the TV show. But that's okay. A few of the fans, hey, Rhoda, your name's spelled wrong. I just waved. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out to me and everything like that. But we had fun with it. It was hot as heck, man.
The big problem with that is when we're in the regular parade, they're not going to change that nameplate. They're just going to reuse it. So you're going to be Rhoda twice, R-H-O-D-A. Maybe he won't be Rhoda. I tell you what, let's do this. Give me if you missed it. Let me get into these stories right here, Brian.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
So we're looking around the world of sports, and we know the Olympics started over the weekend, but there are a lot of other things that you may have missed, like this. Bryson DeChambeau will not compete for the United States men's golf team in the Tokyo Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. That happened on Saturday. They made that announcement. Number two, if you missed it, Devin Booker, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday arrived in Japan Saturday night, less than 24 hours before the Americans' scheduled Olympic opener against France, which they lost 83-76. No cavalry there. If you missed it, going back to World Cup in China 2 years ago, the Americans are now 3-5 in their last 8 games with NBA players in the lineup. The Americans play Iran on Wednesday and then the Czech Republic on Saturday. Final two Group A games. Win both those games and the U.S. will be in the quarterfinals. Lose another one and you may not even finish in the top 8 of the 12-team tournament. If Team USA's first Olympic loss since 2004 and a 25-game win streak was broken against France, if you missed it. Browns rookie JOK placed on COVID-19 list, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. And that's the first time I ever really pronounced his name, and I think I did pretty well right there. If you missed it, more NFL news right now. Deshaun Watson reported to training camp for the Houston Texans, but reiterated his desire to be traded. Team's asking price reportedly would be at least 3 first-round picks. 2 NFL executives told ESPN's Chris Mortensen that Watson could fetch 5 high draft picks. 25-year-old remains under police and NFL investigation after 22 lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct. They were filed against him the offseason. Watson has denied any wrongdoing. If you missed it, with the trade line fastly approaching, San Diego Padres are acquiring second baseman / outfielder Adam Frazier from the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's according to sources told Jeff Passan of ESPN, which means Cesar Hernandez is safe for now. If you missed it, Indians have the day off after finally beating the Rays for the first time in the last 12 times yesterday. Final score there, 3-2. But things don't get any easier beginning tomorrow. 2 games with the Cardinals before another off day, and the series coming up against the White Sox and the Blue Jays. We'll get you more up to date on Olympics and what's going on there. And we watched a ton of it over the weekend. But we're going to get our first break in right here and come right back at you on the Kenny and JT Show.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.